A lot of y'all don't know this, but, you know, as fashion icons, Thug and I, we often talk about, you know, whether my drip,
man, please,
you know, is superior or his drip. And
I ain't nothing to play with these clothes, man.
I always tell them, man, I'm a motherfucker myself. I always tell them, you know what I'm saying? We had, one time we said I was going to goddamn put you in some clothes, and you were supposed to put me in some clothes. I ain't going to lie, I got scared.
Man, I done agreed to let this some bitch dress me.
I'm a diverse individual.
All of this shit is real. Everybody like, what is it? Is he a family man? Is he a trapper? Is he a ladies man? I'm all of it. All of it.
I beat your ass, kiss your girl, and go tuck my kids in. And then I show up and lead a march on the weekend.
It's all real. Real, real.
This is Expeditiously. I am Tip T.I. Harris. The following experience is not a test. The conversations and stories expressed on this podcast are meant to be an expression of purpose and truth. This show, entitled properly Expeditiously, is a free exchange of ideas and opinions with no judgment, no preconceived beliefs, and no fear. You're encouraged to share your thoughts and ask questions as long as it's done with respect. We believe it is through true love and respect for others that we will have an opportunity to change the world and speak truth to power. And we're going to do that one show at a time. Now, this is Expeditiously. I'm your host, T.I.P. Yes, sir. Hey, man, I want to welcome you all to Expeditiously, the show where we attack all of the topics that are a concern to the culture. And we have conversations with some of the most prolific, groundbreaking, trailblazing, visionary voices of our time. Today, it brings me a great honor and pleasure to introduce a very mysterious motherfucker, real mythical. Goddamn, this nigga's elusive. But I've known the man since he was a youngster, and I'm very, very proud of his growth and his evolution. And now he's probably one of the most prolific artists of the time. This is Young Thug.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's happening, Slime?
Us, never them.
Yeah. What's good, man? You put out a pretty fucking solid album, bro.
Man, thank you so much. Just so much fun. I ain't want to think too much on it.
Yeah. It feel like, goddamn, you actually put some thought into having a consistent flow from beginning to end.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
That shit come with experience. You know what I mean?
100%.
The motherfucker got to put out some shit, see what worked, see what didn't, and know how to, you know.
You can't be taught that. You got to learn that.
Yeah, that shit got to come with experience. So, I admire that, goddamn. Well, what do you think, man, was the biggest change in your transition that you had to adjust to? I say that because there's a lot of young cats right now, you know, listening. This is what I want to have conversations with the generation. So, a lot of these motherfuckers, man, everybody plan is to get on. Somebody like you who came from humble beginning, where you got it out the mud, who made it all the way here, the adjustments that you had to make are probably similar or the same as the adjustments that they going to have to make.
Sure.
So that's why I'm asking.
Basically, the hardest thing I had to get over.
Mm-hmm.
Being a rock star. Because I got kids, you know, I got sons. So by me being a rock star, I might have black polish on my nails.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it got to the point where my son wanted to have nails. He wanted to get his nails painted.
Uh-huh.
He was so young, I couldn't really explain it to him.
Yeah.
I don't even want him to understand nothing about a rock star at his age.
Right.
So I had to really overcome that moment.
So you've also been, like, I guess, listed and accepted as a true fashion icon.
Yes.
And goddamn, a lot of that shit, you know what I'm saying, came from you being willing to take risks and step out there, man, and do shit that was unconventional, we should call it. Like, what gave you that kind of confidence to make you feel like, you know what I mean, like you could pull that off? Because I couldn't do it, and I'm confident as a motherfucker. I couldn't do it. What made you feel like that?
I think it was, like, the struggle like coming up in a household of 11 without nothing, you know, you got to share everything. It's like, I think that just had me to the point where it's like, because I might go to school, I might not have clean clothes on going to school for a week. We got to wear the same clothes. We got to wear goddamn, we got to switch outfits out.
Right.
So it got me to the point where it's like, I ain't never really have a chance to even care about my well-being because I always was always wondering about the well-being. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I never had the chance to even care about how somebody feel about me.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, nigga, it ain't nothing I could do about it at this point. I'm a kid.
Right.
I think that played a big part into like me not caring. Like I really don't give a F about what anybody think.
You can cuss.
I don't give a fuck about what anybody think. I think most of it came from that place. Like it made me like I don't give a damn. And I know I'm with whatever what anybody want to be with. I know I'm with it. So I ain't never had it. Was I ain't had to prove a point. You know, some niggas got to say it.
Yeah.
Some niggas got to sag their pants.
Yeah.
Some niggas got to got them look guns. Some niggas got to show their gun.
Yeah.
I ain't never had to do that. We was born in it for real. I'm shying away from guns.
Yeah.
I'm trying to shy away from this.
That's real. That's the point now.
For sure.
At the point, you know what I mean? To get away from the bullshit once you've assumed a certain level of success.
Yes.
But so you say goddamn, you know, growing up, how many brothers do you have?
I got 4 brothers.
How many sisters?
8.
Yeah, 8 sisters.
Yeah.
God damn.
A lot of girls.
So in the natural rotation of the household, and as far as whoever got to share clothes, you got to wear clothes that's your side. So if your sister had some jeans right there, you finna throw them motherfuckers on and go on the
show. Sure, because they was always bigger than us. They my older sisters.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest, so.
Right.
They was always bigger than us. They was always older than us anyway.
Right.
My sister might wear size 3 in shoes. I'm in the 5th, 6th grade, so I wear size 3 too.
Yeah.
I'm tall though, so her pants, I might can fit some of her pants, like 7 jeans and all kind of shit, just like pants that's gonna have a feel on them to the point where it didn't look like it was too big or look like somebody else's clothes.
Right. So you basically wanted clothes to fit.
It ain't even about what I wanted.
But that bad went, you said, well, about what you wanted, about what you had.
About what you had to get.
I could did that.
It just kept me away from, it kept me away from clothes.
Yeah.
Once you just coming up a certain type of way, it keep you away from that. When you was young hustling, you was thinking about getting some money.
That's real, that's it. That was the only thing that was on my mind. I ain't gonna lie to you. That was really it. It was time, man, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't off no work, I wasn't gonna eat. You know what I mean?
Damn, I ain't glad that worry
at
about
least a dime, god damn, before McDonald's closed, please.
The last thing I worry about is a fucking clothes. I done had this on 2 weeks.
Right on.
Man, I don't give a damn about no clothes.
Yeah. But you know what, man? Like, you know, ever since I've known you, and I met you kind of like right after Stoner, or the records you did with is that the one you did with Nicki?
No. Yeah, Danny Glover.
Yeah, right. Stoner and Danny Glover is where I met you. And I think I was just getting out of the joint. And my little partner, Pee Wee Roscoe, my little son, he introduced me to you. And goddamn, you was on the way out here to L.A. You know, you were discussing business already.
Yeah.
And ever since then, bro, although you have a hard time or have had a hard time articulating respectfully what's on your mind, I feel like you have a vision, but when you try to put that shit, convey it in the word, that shit get lost in translation. Me knowing you, I understand that, but most motherfuckers don't really know you. What you think the biggest misconception is about Young Thug?
Maybe the way I vocal things, the way I say it, it's like, I might say it a way to where it's, you know, it's not really tasteful.
Right.
But I always pray for that, like, God help me, you know what I'm saying, like, help me be simple, help me teach the simple-minded. You feel me? In the most simplest way, I can tell you the biggest thing in the world, but I can say it to a motherfucking 8-month-old baby understand.
Right.
I always pray for that, like, because, you know, people like Kanye, he got a problem with explaining because of
boy
the standpoint, the period he's at. Like,
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, it has a lot to do with perception,
yes,
and perspective. How you perceive things, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit will dictate how you handle things. And I think we all come from a place where we done spent so much time just really scrambling to save our lives and do what we can for our mamas and shit, to where it becomes a way of life. They're just like, shit, man, if we go to war in Iraq, Afghanistan, somewhere, we been over there 8 years. Nigga, we come back. Nigga, just because we ain't at war don't mean we still ain't got the shit 100%. In our system. 100%. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the condition we grew up in kind of like lead us away. You know what I mean? It's up to us to make a conscious decision and say, shit, it's too much good on this side to be considering the bad on that side.
No cap.
But you've evolved, and that's why when motherfuckers come to me with the bullshit, I know we spoke a little, just a slight bit earlier about the, when motherfuckers be saying, you know, they think you gay and all that old shit. Every time that shit come across my play, I say shit, bro. I ain't never seen it. Now I done spent extensive time around, bro. I ain't never seen it. And I honestly feel like he just is bold and daring that if that were the case, he'd probably say it. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand how other motherfuckers who have met you. Do you think that it's more people who ain't met you and don't know you that just had that issue? Or do you think because you just don't talk?
I thought I talked. I don't talk.
Hell nah, nigga. Man, I'm just trying to say, man, what made you feel comfortable wearing girl clothes?
Nigga, I wore the dress because I had a stick.
The fuck you thought I had a dress on? I was gay. Yeah. I came in the game with 6 children. Like,
yeah.
These niggas crazy.
But hold up. Whoa.
I came in the game with 6
whoa,
kids.
Let's touch on that for a second.
Man, these niggas talking about.
How old? Wait a minute. When I met you, you were early 20s, like 22.
Man, motherfuckers, man, my mama wish I was gay. You got so many goddamn children, boy. You supposed to be gay. You don't need all these. Too many. Like, what? Like, nigga.
So, you were 22 with 6 children?
Yes.
That's crazy. Wow.
Super
dad. Wow.
Yes.
I had 40 when I was 22, but they was pregnant. 2 of my kid moms I already had. 2 of my baby moms.
Before you even got to the, like, to the
100%. Million. 100%. Right? Before I made $1 million, I had goddamn 6 kids.
But that's daring. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's true confident. We gonna work this shit out however.
Oh, not for sure. I always knew too, though. The crazy part.
So you always knew you would be here?
100%. 100%.
No cap.
On God. On Jesus.
That's what's up.
I always knew I was gonna be a, I ain't know I was gonna be a superstar. I knew I was gonna be rich.
Okay.
On God.
Hook or crook? I say look.
Hook.
Absolutely.
Cause I ain't never really did. I probably robbed a few people in my life, but.
Man, you know. The good thing, Gil, all that shit led to you having this opportunity to be here today. What do you think your most creative song, Gil? Go get the album, by the way. So much fun. Shit dope.
On that album, I was just saying period.
No, just period. Just period. What you
Family
think?
Don't Matter. I got a song called Family Don't Matter. It's already out. It's on my old album.
Which
it's
one?
It's on Easy Breezy. The okay. First song.
Okay.
It's called Family Don't Matter.
Right.
I think that's the most creative song I ever made. I made it fast, but it's like, there's so many sounds and vibrations in it. It's crazy.
Who produced it?
Weezy.
Okay.
Wavy.
Yes, sir. Man, I know Weezy.
Got the boy Wavy from you. Got Weezy from you.
Hey, yeah, man.
I owe you some of Weezy, man.
Nah, man. Nah. All y'all owe me to do is succeed.
I met Weezy around y'all.
Yeah. And shit, Gunna, too, as a matter
100%.
Of fact. 100%. Yeah.
Weezy, Gunna, and the whole Southside area.
Yeah.
I met all these people just being around y'all.
Shit, man.
Troop and
everything that's God bless Troop, man. Long live the homie. But I think everything happened the way it's supposed to. You know what I mean? Every situation is tailor made for you. You know what I mean? That motherfucker fit, all you can do is put it on.
100%. 100%.
Yes, sir. And that's another thing you've done well. You know what I'm saying? You managed to discover talent in places a lot of people probably wouldn't look to find it. I probably can't go to find it.
Because it's not even a place. It's not even a place to go.
It's a mindset.
It's like a mind. Yeah. You got to be what we on to have it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about continuing to reinvent yourself and do new shit to push the shit forward. You know, I can continue to do shit the same way I've been doing it probably for the rest of my life.
100%.
But that wouldn't excite me. That wouldn't make me want to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always.
But what would make you want to do something?
Man, doing something different. You know what I mean? Doing something.
So it's not about
different.
People at this point. It's about you doing something.
Hell yeah. You got to satisfy yourself in order for you to, you know what I mean? You can't pour out no empty cup.
Nah, but sometimes I don't have to satisfy myself, but goddamn, I can be satisfied off of watching Weezy.
I'm not talking about directly as it pertains to one individual.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, okay, if people still love to see me do the same show that I've been doing for the past 6 years, they still love that. They want to see that. But I'm not necessarily satisfied.
No, for sure. 100%. 100%.
So rather than continue to do that to satisfy them, I'm going to have to satisfy me and do something that I love and something that I, you know what I mean? And that inevitably will satisfy them.
Okay.
You ever thought about acting?
I ain't never thought about acting.
That's a problem?
Nah, ain't no problem. I feel like you'd be a pretty good one. If you had a character that was tailor-made for you, like I feel like you could do motherfucking Bishop in Juice like a motherfucker.
No cap.
I pop one of you guys for real.
I don't.
No, you know, I'm just popping.
Yeah, man, I think you too rich for that, honestly.
Man, I pop one of you guys on guard.
I think you'll say it, then you'll think about it and be like, yeah, man, fuck.
I ain't some Nepo ass nigga. I ain't even put my bullet in Nepo motherfucker, man.
There's too much money on
the line. Yeah, man.
Too much money on the line. I always tell you,
I'm trying
bro.
Trying to shoot the billion.
I always tell you, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Violence just interrupts the business.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's very difficult to be at war and at Wall Street at the same time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You got
that. I've experienced that too.
You did. I heard, so do you watch goddamn Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee? It's on Netflix. Well, it's one of my favorite shows. I binge watch the shit.
I'm saying, is it the real life or is it like cartoon?
Yeah, it's real life. It's sort of like, think about like a talk show. But instead of you going sitting down on the couch, he picked an old school car that he thinks reminds him of you and go and pick up a comedian and they go get coffee and you just videotape and he just videotaping, you know, the conversation.
And it's funny.
Man, listening to the perspective of two motherfuckers who are professionals at making people laugh, to hear them have a philosophy about what makes something funny. When you dissect a joke, like, what? Well, I said this because it's a very interesting perspective. I think you should check it out. It's like, it's the kind of shit you'll enjoy. You know what I mean? Because you slick, you know, intelligent on the low. You just don't want nobody to know it.
Yeah, I'll be trying to put them down, man.
What you mean?
You can't put them down. You got to put them around.
What's that?
Put them down, just get them used to you.
Yeah, I can get that. That was the 3,000 approach.
Yeah.
Yeah, 103,000. He'll starve your ass. You won't see that motherfucker for 6 months.
Yeah, but that nigga, that, damn, man.
He cold as a motherfucker with it, ain't he?
Cold.
I ain't never heard him do nothing bad yet.
He did no bad.
None. I ain't never heard him do no bullshit. You know what I mean? That nigga.
He don't heard of you.
Dusted me off on my goddamn record.
100%. Man, 100%, man. Man, he a judge.
That man dusted me off. You know what I'm saying? That one of the greatest experiences I had in my life. That's a highlight. Speaking of which, what you think? Like, you done had, you know what I'm saying, some, you know, chart-topping hits, man, in all genres, whether it was pop or, you know what I'm saying, or urban or rhythmic. What do you think is... You know, what was the most exciting, like, feature or something that you had, that you've done?
It's probably, like, old music, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, old songs. Not saying it because we right here with each other. You enjoy the back then me because it was pureness, you know what I'm saying? It was pure. It's, like, I went from this to being on a feature with Tip.
Right.
But a nigga that's big as me now, I never say that.
Right.
So I don't, so it's, like, it's going to always be a facade in all artists. The bigger you get, it's gonna be a facade, cause it's like you just putting on a role to do something.
Right.
Back in my younger days when I was putting like lifestyle
with the gold teeth though.
Yeah. it was a real kid, like,
damn.
It was a real young nigga. Like, okay, you just made goddamn $500,000, nigga. Now you just made $1 million. Now you doing a song with Tip. Now you with Birdman. Now you fuck with Future. Now you doing something with him. Or now you with Guap. It's like back then it was the best one, cause those was. That's when it was hunger. Yeah. Now it's like I'm used to superstars, so now it's like I don't give a damn about doing songs.
You don't care who
with everybody.
Songs.
Yeah, we don't care. I'm doing a song with all
so
artists.
Beyonce called you. You ain't gonna feel no way about that.
100% feeling no way about that.
You gonna feel?
Yeah. Beyonce, man, shit. Man, I ain't finna cap no nigga down. Hope she hear this. Man, come on with your vocals.
Yeah, come on with the vocal.
Man,
huh?
I get my Beyonce vocals in, they dead.
Laying this shit down tonight.
Shit. Out tomorrow.
Shit, I know we spoke a little bit about it. What's your perspective on the Jay-Z thing with the NFL?
I feel like with Jay-Z or the other guy, Jay-Z.
Well, both of them. What you think about the situation?
I don't feel like Kaepernick was wrong for taking the settlement, but I feel like he was wrong for not, you know, not putting the people who rode for him the most, you know what I'm saying, like us.
Yeah.
Like, because I look at, like, even though I'm 100% 10 toes down with him, if I had to spend millions of dollars to support him, yeah. If I had to cancel the goddamn Super Bowl to support him, I would have did it too. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I wouldn't appreciate me doing it. I looked at people like Tip. I looked at, like, because you my real brother. Right. I look at you like a brother. Like, if a nigga having a problem with Tip, a nigga having a problem with me, this my real brother. This right. Shit beyond music now. So I look at you and I look at the amount of sleep you get by worrying about this culture, about worrying about certain things, you know, shit that's right, righteous, real righteous business.
Yeah.
I see how much it break you down, how much it's just like, niggas to get enough, you never get enough. It's like, okay, anything happen, you own it. Like, I look at this shit now, and I look at it like, okay, I look at it now like, my brother got played because it's like, this nigga finding out some shit, some nigga he...
Well, I don't feel, you know, like I got played. And I mean, I get what you're saying. You're saying you wanted more information than what the outcome was, like how it ended.
So, well, no.
Yeah.
Well, you got to let me know because you let us know everything else. You let me know everything else.
Yeah.
So the best part about everything, you can't keep away. You got to tell me the best part. This the best part.
So what about Jay, like, in all this?
I don't think Jay did nothing wrong. Only thing I feel like he could have kind of did to us, let the people know, because
that's the problem everybody has with everybody. You didn't let me know. You didn't tell me everything.
But it's only, but the reason why they saying it is because you let me know everything else.
Really, Jay don't tell nobody shit.
But lately he been telling people.
He like got this a past course. Open. He got yes. A little more open, you know,
like
what I mean?
Pulling up on Nipsey, talking about Nipsey after his death. Signing all artists, like, no matter what the contract is supposed to be, he's just making it happen. Like,
yeah,
it's like he just putting it out as, like, you know what I'm saying, how you supposed to do.
But Jay still motherfucker.
Jay don't tell nothing.
He's a mystery.
But lately, he has been.
He's quite the conundrum.
Because there's people that don't pay attention to him that knows everything he's doing now.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Yes.
I will disagree with that.
I will not.
Oh, amen.
I'm talking about the youth.
They don't know. Motherfucker don't know what Jay do. What Jay doing right now?
Buying into the NFL. It ain't not one motherfucker in the world. I'm not finna tell you this. Everybody know he's buying into the NFL. That's a crazy question.
I was talking about, like, what he doing, like, right now.
Yeah.
That motherfucker could be anywhere from Melrose.
He chasing the sun.
To the Amalfi Coast, man.
He chasing the sun.
Motherfucker be halfway around the moon right now, man. You know what I mean?
I've been with him lately too. He done taught me so much.
Yeah. I mean, that nigga gonna get down. He gonna drop some in your cup. If you sit there and listen, you can't not learn that.
No cap.
You can't sit around, bro, and not learn that. And that's him, Puff, Russell Simmons, Kevin Lyles. You know what I mean? Leor. It's just impossible to sit around no people and not soak up no game. If you can't get on from this, you square. You need a job. You square as a chair.
But, you know, some people will put you on to what they want you to know.
This is true. But guess what? What they wanted me to know more than I had is up to me to go get the rest.
Nah.
Yeah, they told me more than I knew.
100%.
If they didn't tell me shit than I knew, then I could say that.
Because
the motherfucker ain't got to tell you shit.
Shit. Yes, they do.
Why you say that?
You must teach what's taught. I don't give a fuck who you is.
Okay.
Frankenstein, you're supposed to talk everybody how to use more than 9% of their brain. You know what I'm saying? Before you left here, you're supposed to did it. I expect JT to tell me how to become a billionaire before he passed away. Yeah. I expect this. This ain't nothing you hide.
But though. Tell you personally.
No, tell the world.
Tell the world.
But make sure you tell me. You need to tell the world, but you need to make sure you tell me, because I'm going to tell the world.
So he'll tell nobody else, just tell you, and yes. You're going to handle the rest.
100%.
Okay.
I'm putting them down. What's better than 1 billionaire?
It's two.
See what I'm saying? What's bigger than two? A few. That's what I'm saying.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm glad you actually chose to do this, man, because most people don't even get an opportunity to just hear you sit and talk, you know what I mean, like a normal person. Motherfuckers just thank you. They think you're a robot, for real.
I am no slouch.
I done heard you got cloned about 3-4 times. They say when you got out of jail the last time.
I went out. He would not.
They say you been, you know what I mean, you been got down, you been moving different.
For sure. Staying out the way.
Yeah.
I got the 100 M's in the car, kid.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, no cap.
And is it in the trunk? Secure. Hey,
man, something in the front seat with security.
So, what bro referring to, last time he got into, you know, a jam, which has been resolved ever since. But anyway, he got into a jam and I pulled up on him. I said, hey, man, you fucking up the money. And he say, man, I don't be trying, you know. Shit just be happening. I say, because that how you move. I say, that what you do. Move like you got a bag with $100 million in it in the car at all times. And every time I seen him ever since, I say, where's the bag?
No, what is it? Right here, baby. I ain't in the trunk for a while. I don't trust the trunk.
You're
So then...
That you got it in there with the seatbelt on.
Yeah, so he next to security. Him security shell seats, man. It's time to need to be 24-hour watch.
You dig what I'm saying?
Man, no cap. Man, drive as slow as possible.
Yeah.
Shit.
Man, got... I think, Man, I thank you, man. You have a whole wave that you've created. What do you feel about, you know, the other artists that came after you? Because I know you talk a lot on the record about motherfuckers stealing the wave and, you know what I'm saying, running off with the sauce.
I try not to talk about it. I be trying not to talk about it. I be trying not to expose, like, I'm trying to learn, like, not to do that now that I'm owning, like, a label and it's just like, yeah. I want to just be grown. I don't want people to be like, man, slime, thug, still on bullshit.
Right.
So I just look at it like, I honestly don't even look at the artist a certain way or look at them any type of way. I don't even look at them a way. I look at him as a human. I look at myself away like, Damn, nigga, this nigga really want to be like you. Man, every single one of these kids right here want to be you. Imitation, I look at myself more.
Imitation is the finest form of flattery.
No cap.
You know what I mean? If a motherfucker like you, another want to be like you, that better than any compliment they could give you.
No cap.
You know what I mean?
No cap.
They studying you.
They studying me for real, too, man. It's crazy.
But I don't even know how... A motherfucker can't really try to sound like you, bro. Like, you run through so many inflections, octaves, and pitches, and cadences in a verse. That shit...
You just like, man, fuck this shit.
Yeah, man. That shit like a meticulous puzzle trying to put together, man. That shit... I wouldn't have even attempted. What made you develop so many different approaches to artistry and flow?
I think a lot of it was when I was like recording back in the day when I was recording myself, and because I was able to just be alone and be around a mic 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So it just came with like, nigga, I ain't finna sound my voice. I want my voice to sound the exact same on every song. Right. I think it started from that, like just that small thought. Like, I want to sound the same on every song. So right. I'm gonna just see if I can sound high pitch on this one. It's like, and I just manage the high pitch.
Yeah.
I just seeked for it and learned it.
And you know, another thing on this album, and I've told him this, you know what I'm saying, several times, and I tell you guys as well, I feel like this is his best album. I think this is, now you done had some jam in that album before, but this motherfucker here I feel is a classic. And when I count as a classic, just records I can run through from top to bottom. Well, that one motherfucker was one, but it was an EP, I believe. The motherfucker with the blindfold on the eye with the blood coming down.
Slime Season.
Yeah. That motherfucker was solid. But it was an EP, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He didn't have like 6-7 songs. So, but this your first, I feel like this your first classic album. I mean, and one of the things that I fuck with on it, even though I used to defend you for this, but this album, I can understand what you're saying way more. Yes,
very clear. Very clear.
Yeah.
I can honestly say this, the first album, that I ever did. I do all my, I used to do my music for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On the most humblest scale ever.
Yeah.
I always did my music for me. I always liked how I sound. I always wanted the world to hear how I sound. Right. I liked it. It. No matter who didn't like it, I like it. This the first album I did that I'm like, I'm going to give the people what they want.
Right.
Like, I know, like, people, a nigga think I'm falling off because I just put out music that I like.
Right.
But I always, but it just, from day one, knew the music that I know y'all like.
Yeah, but you just, I think you ain't falling off. It just feel like you stuck in your ways, ain't listening to nobody and doing exactly what you just said.
For sure. But I know what it takes.
Right.
I feel like this the first album, that's why the album is just so, you know, gigantic to certain people, like, and the album just so good to people like you, because it's like, Tip, I know what you want to hear in real life.
Right.
This what you want to hear. It's like, okay, so you want me to show you what you want to hear? Put this in. It ain't nobody going to turn their head. I know exactly what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Every song is like on task. Everything is just like, it's simple to do it. So I really put this album out for people. This album is not for me. I put this shit out for people. Most of the songs on there I don't like.
What?
Because they just like, they too down to earth. They street. They just so, they big, but it's still simple.
Man, you tripping. Man, that motherfucking ecstasy goes so hard. Goddamn, you and Pluto trick hell out them people with that motherfucker.
Bring that loud. Bring that loud.
Got some how like I say it.
I'm serious. Poop, poop.
Hey, man. That shit made me laugh, for real. I really did laugh. With the shit jamming, for real. You know what I mean?
This shit funny and hard. Man, this is like, this album is for the people.
A lot of y'all don't know this, but, you know, as fashion icons, Thug and I, we often talk about, you know, whether my drip.
Man, please.
You know, is superior, or his drip. And
I ain't nothing to play with these clothes, man.
I always tell them, man, I'm a motherfucker myself. I always tell them, you know what I'm saying? We had, one time we said I was going to goddamn put you in some clothes, and you were supposed to put me in some clothes. I ain't gonna lie, I got scared.
Man, I done agreed to let this some bitch dress me. Nigga, like, man, Slime, hold on. Hard shot. Wait, they're doing the next video, man. Nigga hit with that one.
Hey, they gonna not doing that. We can do it the next
one. Yeah, man. And then another one was, you know what I'm saying, we were just pulled to have a dress out. You know what I'm saying? That shit'll be interesting, man.
That nigga really think he put these clothes on like me, man.
But I'm a fool.
That nigga really, on my mama, that man asked me this before, straight face. You want to see who put it? That boy think I'm starting to play with these clothes.
Okay, now this is just a reminder for everybody to go to expeditiously.com to get all of your Expeditiously merch. And if you don't know how to spell it, look it up, motherfucker. It's the information age. Expeditiously.com. You ain't even got to make the TI capital in the middle, man. But go and get your merch right now, man, because it is available. And I can tell you, you know, with a clear conscience and a pure heart, you buy it, you wear it, you look better. All right, man, you know what I'm saying? That's enough cap for today, and I'll see y'all later. Expedition. All right, man, as you can hear, we back at it. Expeditiously continue. Another conversation we always have, I always ask you, man, how long it take you, man, put that jewelry on, man? Every time I see you got 100 pieces on, bro, how long that shit? Do you take that shit off?
Yeah, yeah, every day.
Okay. And then you put it back on.
Only thing I don't take off is probably my bracelet.
That's a lot.
That's why it's a lot of bracelet, though. It's just, I don't even take them. Some of these motherfuckers screwed. Some of them, I just don't take them. I take all other jewelry off, though. I can't sleep in chains.
Yeah.
None of that shit.
Now, that's true. Now, that's true dedication.
Man, nigga got them drowned.
What would the...
feel me?
What would the piece you were more proud of when you got down, like, you know, when you earned enough money to where you can get whatever the fuck you want? Like, what was you more proud to get?
Probably my engagement ring. This is my engagement ring. This motherfucker...
by 300.
So you bought it for yourself?
Yes, sir.
So you married to yourself?
No. You know my baby.
Okay. Girl. All right, sure.
Caleta.
But I'm just saying, this is the one that I'm like, man, I'm really proud of myself. Cause you gotta be. That's my one of them ones too. That's one of them ones.
Yeah. What's that?
The ring.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. That trinkets. I done had this shit a long time. This shit old.
Yeah, man. Some real 15 carats. How many carats it is?
It's about 12. A lot of people don't understand your humor. Like, you say a lot of sarcastic, facetious type shit that most people don't, you know what I mean? They don't get it. And they probably think you real serious. Like, you did some tweets, the other day. You know what I mean? And they were funny. I laughed because I knew you was joking. You know what I'm saying? And most motherfuckers don't know that. I think people hearing you talk and laugh and have this demeanor, it lets people see that, you know, you human too. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about power and compassion.
For sure.
Yeah, you told me you were compassionate.
Yeah, you know, some days I just wake up having fun and I play, even sometimes people probably don't feel like I'm playing. Or,
yeah.
You know, it really don't matter. It's like, I mean no harm. Yeah. If I wanted to mean harm, I could mean harm.
Right.
I don't mean no harm. I'm just playing. That's why I put, like, laughing faces on it.
Yeah.
Even if you think I'm just putting dramatic laughing faces
people
on
it. Take it as a somewhat condescending, but I know you, so I know you just be bullshit.
Yeah. Because if I'm really on something, I ain't down for the fucking
tweet
gonna
it. Talk about it. Main thing, you know, a motherfucker gonna do something, they not gonna talk. Shit, man. I appreciate your time, man. Thank you. We gotta motherfucking put this showdown together.
Let's do it.
I think I'm gonna get there and go home with the motherfucking trophy. Oh, nah, we gotta do a ring.
What trophy?
Nigga, when we do the dress up.
Loser get the trophy too.
Nah, ain't no motherfucking participation awards. No,
ain't no participation award. That's a bar.
Participation award.
I'm up in that Lou. You cry.
The winner won. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He go home with the hardware. You know, we got to put that shit together. I'm interested.
And when the hell you think? How you think they gonna pick? You think they gonna pick you over me?
Of course.
We gotta have that some bit. Andre got to be one of the judges.
Okay.
Can have Big Boy.
Huh?
We can't have Big Boy.
Why not?
Man, Big Boy ain't putting that shit on like that, man. That's my boy. I fuck with him, but he ain't putting that stuff on. Yeah, he got to sit in the crowd. He can't sit here like he just holding no motherfucker. Did you do a 10, a 1 to 10? He ain't holding that one sign, man. Shit. Man, Andre putting that stuff on.
Yeah.
We can have Andre. We can have Erica. We can have Donatella. You cool with them?
Yeah.
Virgil.
Uh-huh.
We can use five. We can go get Usher.
Nope. Shit, man. What about Tom Ford, man? Mark Jacobs.
We'll get him, you know what I'm saying? But them all your people.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, you choosing all of the, like, the far psychedelic kind of, you know what I'm saying? I see what you own already. I already see what you own.
What I'm saying is, what the hell type of people supposed to be using?
Nah, I'm just saying, there's other people who have a more, I guess, stylish but conservative approach to fashion. And they be just as sharp.
Why smoke your muffin head in appropriate wear? Swimwear. Sleeping wear. Listen, man. I'm putting this shit on for real, man. My nightclothes, when I go to sleep.
Yeah.
But I'm putting that shit on. I got this shit on in the bed.
So you sleep in pajamas.
I got this shit on in the bed. I'm telling you now. I feel where I go support your crystals in the bed. Man, shit.
Man, hell no, bro.
They didn't let us get the money. Yeah. Man, the mind. Man, they were nigga don't know tip. Boy, my mind was going so far when I ain't had nothing.
Yeah.
I guess that's how I always just reminded myself I knew I was going to have some money.
Right.
Because I was already thinking about what I'm going to wear.
Yeah.
I was already thinking, man, I have my motherfucking sleep gear finna be. When I hop out the shower, I know what exactly how I'm finna go to sleep.
What?
Man, I know I'm going to sleep on a bitch, man. No cap.
So you picking that clothes to go to bed in?
This shit hang up on a velvet clothes hanger.
Uh-huh.
Outside the shower.
Okay.
Velvet clothes hanger.
Straight in it.
Man, whole bottle of motherfucking cologne on it. Man, shit.
Oh, man. Hey, man. Man, it feel good seeing a young nigga who got there really putting on, you know, and doing it for the city. That shit feel good.
And putting niggas on.
Yeah.
Cause these niggas ain't putting no niggas on around here. Atlanta, we really don't. You know what I'm saying? We don't want. New York is too, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, New York tough. I really can't appreciate that it's so many of y'all right now. It's so many millionaires right now.
In Atlanta.
Right. You know, at the time, like when I was just coming, it wasn't room before a couple of us. You know what I mean? So.
Man, what?
One of
you grew up.
The motherfucking
you grew up. Jeezy,
I mean,
and Low, probably the only.
I'm talking about even before them. Like, yeah. When it was just me, Killer Mike, Young Bloods. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, early 2000, Ludacris. You know what I mean? He was the big dog at the time. Shit, I was going for mine.
Clamped on up there.
Yeah. But, like, back then, it wasn't that meant. Like, right now, how y'all niggas, y'all can do a tour from just Atlanta niggas and kill it.
No cap.
Yeah, you know I mean, just Atlanta nigga, you, Migos, Future, motherfucking 21, and goddamn Gunner and Baby, and y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all got them clean house arenas.
No cap.
It wasn't no like cap. That then, you know what I mean?
But it really was though.
It just wasn't like
man, that. Man, y'all niggas selling shit out.
Yeah, but we wasn't doing it together.
Y'all gotta understand, y'all were getting fine. Back then, y'all knew getting $50 million deals.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't doing that shit no more now.
You still get $50 million, you just don't get the...
Not no deal.
Get the safety net of a deal.
Y'all niggas getting $50 million deals. Back then, we more culturized. Y'all niggas got them power drive, boy. She was totally different. Them niggas getting different type of bag.
But you know y'all got different goddamn forms of... Y'all got different streams of revenue now. It seems like you got more ways to get paid. You know what I mean? Back in our day, man, motherfucker wasn't fucking with... Like, Nike wouldn't dare fuck with a nigga. Adidas wasn't thinking about
100%.
Fucking with a nigga. You know what I mean?
Not a year.
But when them nigga had their own shoes, except Jay. And then 50, but that was, you know, that was a little later on. I'm talking about, like, for real, y'all got... The streaming, you know, we used to spend money on videos and never make it back. Now we got actual ways to get paid for our video.
All the little new accesses that we got,
yeah,
they so small to the point where they still equal up lower than y'all just getting a label deal.
You think so?
Hell yeah, man. You know, I mean, deals nigga done did with Adidas and Nikes, and I mean, the deals a nigga done did throughout the years, and you still ain't made no 30-40 million. These folks go get you goddamn a $50 million deal. Like a real goddamn ball player. Man, you could go sign the bigger contract you think you could sign with Nike. Nike ain't getting your motherfucker ain't no $50 million.
Shit, let me tell you.
It's gonna be certain one. It's gonna be like Jay-Z.
Adidas gave
a nigga like Kendrick, a nigga who already worth this money, you know.
Adidas gave Kanye 100% of his, like, he owned all the Yeezys.
But this Kanye.
He owned all, but just think about it. They didn't give him a big check, but they still gave the man 100% for all this shit.
Because
Kanye, that shit worth damn near a B now.
Kanye so
next.
He so big, he got Adidas worth got them a few billion more than what they was worth.
Yeah.
So it ain't even about taking that from his pie.
Yeah.
And it's really his creative creation.
Yeah.
So what the fuck kind of percent you want off of his screen?
Because.
He can leave Nike. He can leave Adidas like he left Nike and go on his own Yeezy and still be worth being.
Hey, man, but you slowly turn motherfuckers around, though. It feel like motherfuckers think they know you. And then you got, you know, you always show an alternative side, which I think is very important.
Very.
So what you think was, what was the most rewarding thing you think you've been able to do since you done got money? Since you having it, what's the most rewarding thing?
Probably the simplest, being able to not go broke.
That'll do it.
For sure. Once you having that shit to where you like, oh, I can't go broke.
Well, wait a minute now.
They did.
You can always go broke.
I always go broke, but ain't going broke. I know I ain't going broke.
You poke a hole in the ocean, that motherfucker gonna dry out eventually. I don't give a damn how much it is. If you steady spending and not replenishing, that shit gon'
100%. I'm not a tuck and fold. Whatever you get through, I'm not a tuck and fold. I ain't gonna look. See, one thing about it, T-Pain, my brother, I respect him, I love him to death. He ain't showed me never love, but I ain't gonna look at myself do what he did. And I'm happy he put this out and told the world this. I'm very happy he did, because we got young brothers that's going the same route.
Right.
I was a young brother that was going the same route. Mm. But I learned by y'all niggas. I'm like, okay, Tip ain't paying this much money for this stupid ass shit. And I know he got more money than me. I ain't finna pay for it. I ain't paying for that stupid ass. He ain't paying for it. Man, y'all send me my mother. Y'all send this shit. Y'all send it. Okay, so I was able to see this knowledge and learn fast and go with it. I ain't gonna look at myself have 40 million and look at my shit say 10 million and 5 million and 2 million. What the fuck are you thinking about?
I just got nervous thinking about this.
It's like, boy, when I said motherfucker from 40 to 30 to 20, hold on.
Whoa,
man, look. Hold up.
Whoa, now.
But we don't need to be paying, make sure nobody pay with Uncle Sam. Man, everybody else, damn them. Shit, man, I ain't gonna look at this, man. I'm gonna look at 40 million and go to none. Whoa. Man, that motherfucker get to 30, I'm already, I done. Man, 30 million. What? Ain't no money. Remember, I ain't shoot no video. Ain't no money. Man. They go to calling the label.
Ain't no money.
Man, ain't no money. Y'all see y'all motherfucking money here. Yeah? Man, this money finna go down to zero, man. Man, I've been in the trenches. See, T-Pain got rich kind of early, so he was able to get out of the trenches. He been out of the trenches half his life now. Mm. I ain't number 28. I ain't been having money number 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
So I done spent 90% of my life broke.
Yeah.
I ain't going that sad. It's gonna be a long time. If I go broke, it's gonna be 60, 70 years old when I done had money 40 years and I don't care no more.
Yeah.
Man, right now I drove broke, man, I can remember.
Yeah.
I can remember I was broke.
What's the most vivid memory you have of, like, you know, when you were still goddamn doing your thing? Before you got on.
But making the news. Making the news and getting away.
Yeah, for later for on playing getting basketball.
Caught. Yeah, later on getting caught.
Yeah.
So ain't no, you can go to jail for your, I got caught up on it, got settled and everything. But that's something I can just remember, like, ooh. I was really at the point to where it's like, I forgot that I had a talent.
Yeah.
I forgot, literally.
So danger made you appreciate your talent.
Hell yeah.
The thought of losing it.
Yes. Thought of losing the talent. Before I had a dollar. I ain't even think about losing a dollar. I ain't had a dollar to lose. Yeah. I couldn't lose nothing but the talent.
Yeah.
I was able to snap out of it. One week before. I think God noticed it. He changed.
Yeah.
Now, 1 week later, I had $1 million.
You lying.
Man, no cap.
A week later, you made $1 million just in a week after you just flipped the switch.
Yes. Got on the plane, came to L.A., met Kanye, met Birdman, got turned on to goddamn.
That the flight I saw you on?
Yes.
You coming to get $1 million that day?
I got back, I was here for about a week and a half. When I got back to Atlanta, I had an M. And got them 2 million more shows.
Yeah.
I said, I'm, they did. I got them. I got their ass.
Yeah.
I was so young then, I was spending all my money though. Yeah. I have $1 million, then I have $100,000, then I have $40,000.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. I got them 980,000 shows right here. I'm looking at for 3 months. I see this million. It's like that, but I'm glad I jumped out of all that and learned. Man.
What do you think has taught you, like, the most about business? Hey, who do you learn that from? Like, your business acumen.
The motherfucker who fucked me. Yes, sir, man. Cause I'm pretty, so you know I done put my life in a lot of motherfucking hand.
Yeah.
Without checking their hand.
Right.
Man, motherfucker got a hole this big in their hand, clear day. I ain't look. I just know my heart. I ain't look.
Yeah.
That shit taught me.
Yeah. I remember a long time you were running around, you wouldn't even have no manager. I remember you asked me to be your manager one time.
Okay.
Yeah. I told you I couldn't do it, but I wish I would've.
Son of a gun. Post manager.
I wish I would've.
I told the nigga to manage me too.
Yeah.
You said you would, then you were like, man, I hook you up with some people. I turn you on to some people, though, bro. You goddamn wild as a motherfucker. But I had a vision, though, but I ain't even... I just had trust in so many people to the point where I always felt like people who didn't even know me supposed to trust me.
Yeah.
Just because of how big I was on trust. So I ain't never feel like I got to be the nigga who be like, Tip, look, bro, but it's my plan. Like, man, hell no. If I come to you and tell you to manage me, you better know I got a plan.
Yeah. I mean, man, you know, I just knew how many shows you had done goddamn skip. How many goddamn appointments. And I just started thinking about Dro. And you way worse than Joe.
Oh, my God.
You goddamn.
I don't jump out of that, though, Slime.
I mean, it seemed like it.
Man, I ain't missed a show in goddamn about 3 years. I missed one show a few months ago. Yeah,
it just sound like it. I think, you know what I think? I always say that they goddamn brief run-in with the law where you goddamn see, oh, shit, this shit could be fucked up.
Yeah.
That shit straighten a nigga all the way up. That shit straighten a nigga all the way up.
I think that same thing straighten you.
It did.
That last
the
call,
second time.
Cause you rolled though.
The second time.
I call Tip in jail. Man, here y'all sitting here year and 2 years. Man, shit.
It was enlightening. Now that I look back on it, man, there's a lot of shit that I did.
You said shit you gotta do. What you gonna tell me you wanna go home? Shit, you got to do this time. You ain't even go home.
I mean, but it was a lot of shit in my earlier days that I did, that I feel like. It just fucked up the money. It disrupted progress. I learned a lot of lessons that I would later be paid for. So, you know.
So you lost an endorsement the last time you got a lot, didn't you?
Man, I lost it by 50.
I remember they were saying he lost $50 million deal with Chevrolet.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the deal with $50 million, but I probably spent north of 10. I'm talking about money. I ain't talking about money that I missed out on. I'm talking about just money like lawyers, bond. My bond was $3 million. My lawyer.
They didn't want the
3%? No. I had to pay cab on $3 million. Then $2 million to the lawyers. And then I had a supervised for me, because at first I was just for me to get out, my bond required for me to hire off duty police officers 24/7 around the clock.
Okay.
To watch me make sure I ain't doing nothing, to have people sign in and out of my house and shit. I had to pay their salary. I had to pay these niggas to watch me. And then, when I could actually travel again, I had to have a motherfucker follow me. And I have to pay for him. He was a cool guy. Most of the motherfuckers were cool. They were just cops doing their motherfucking job. They were cool. You know what I mean? A lot of them looked the other way when they could. But I had to pay his salary, an extra flight, an extra room. Huh?
I mean, it was.
At the house, it was around the clock, so they work 8-hour shifts, 3 shifts a day. Same way they do in the joint. And I dealt with him. I had like a curfew and he'll just make sure I am the places where I'm supposed to be and all that shit. But I had to pay his salary. So over the course of all that shit,
10 me.
Spent north of that. Get what? It was worth every penny.
One thing about the 10 million sound way better than 10 years.
You dig what I'm saying?
Any day. You have all this money.
I'm a true believer what God got for you won't miss you.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Everything happened how it's supposed to happen.
The harder thing to do is get out and get back up, boy.
Yes, sir. Well, man,
shit. Got out and went back up.
I mean, I did my thing, man. I did my thing. I had to switch my approach.
Hardest thing to do is get back up, boy. On that release. After being gone that long, like, it's just like, oh, my God.
I just have to change my approach, you know? That shit, doing it the way I had done it, had done goddamn run its course. And I recognized that.
Played on that.
I got tired of fighting the universe. I'm a bad motherfucker. I can't beat the universe.
You're younger than who you think you are. Ain't gonna beat them. Let it go.
I just got tired of forcing shit.
So, right thing to do.
Well, shit. Man, I appreciate your time. Is there anything you want your fans and the people who may not, you know, get a chance to speak to you or hear you talk that much, you know, anything you want to share with them?
Man, I'm probably going to shoot about 8 to 10 videos off of that album, so.
Okay.
Y'all just stay to be continued, man. It's like,
I think you should actually put like some acting in the video, like me and you did for the last one we did.
I probably put another album out. I was telling you earlier.
Yeah, man. I mean,
but it's my real album.
Wait a minute, you telling me this shit wasn't even real?
No. So the real album is called Punk. The real one is. It's the real album. It's like, let me play you a song.
Okay.
One of the songs.
Thanks for listening to Expeditiously with me, T.I.P. Don't forget to subscribe at Apple Podcasts and Podcast One and rate and review, please.
Expeditiously is produced, engineered, and edited by KC Morris.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.